Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Everyone. Hello, everyone. This is April Halliburton of R for HR and Business Solutions. Want to welcome you to the show. It is Talk About It Thursday at R for HR and Business Solutions. Hello, 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 hello. And so I want to welcome you to the show. It is on the it is onboarding October at All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show, and I am so glad to have you aboard. We have our special guest on the show who's joining us today. And so, let's see, how we're going to, if you're new to the show, we are All for HR and Business Solutions, and we are a virtual human resource management company. We have three divisions. We have the virtual human resource management company. We manage companies from 2 to 39 employees. We also have a call center division, and we also... And so we also have a recruiting division. And so we want to welcome you to visit the glad to have you aboard. Welcome you to go to the website, allforhr.net. Follow us on allforhr at allforhr at Twitter. We are also on Facebook at allforhr and Business Solutions. Go to the website, allforhr.net. Follow us on allforhr at allforhr at Twitter. And so we have some great positions on the website, on our website, on our job board. And so we have a virtual human resource, a virtual call center position that is available. You can go directly to the website, allforhr.net/job board, and you can apply right there. We also have we're looking for a in-house marketing intern. We're looking immediately for that position. You can also apply for that position right there at the website. Just click on job board and click apply. We have Mitchell Levy, the AHA guy, who is joining us today. And I am so excited to have him on. He's going to call in a moment. We are excited to have Mitchell Levy on board with us today. company has published over 800 books. And so we are so glad to have him aboard. And so, Mr. Mitchell Levy, again, his company has published over 800 books, and he has himself published almost over 50 books. And we are excited to have Mr. Mitchell Levy on board with us today. He speaks of We have some great things going on. If you have not looked at our website this month, you'll know that it is Onboarding October. And Mr. Levy has published over 800 books, and we are looking so forward to having him with us this morning or this afternoon on Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, Miss Mitchell Levy.
Yes, indeed.
Hi there, how are you?
So we made it. So technical difficulties aside, we made it.
Yes.
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions, and we want to welcome you to the show.
It's great to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Mitchell Levy, again, his company has, he is the AHA guy, and his company has published over 800 books. And Mitchell Levy himself has published over 50 books.
Yeah, I might actually say authored, although that sure sounds like a big number. Yeah, we've authored 50. I've actually authored 58 so far, and I was just this morning thinking about my 59th. So.
Oh, Wonderful, wonderful. And so, again, we want to welcome you to the show. And Ms. Mitchell Levy is going to, we're talking a little bit about virtual human resource management, offer HR and business solutions. Again, is a virtual human resource management company. And so we talk, want to talk a little bit about that and some things that's going on with Mr. Levy. Go ahead, Mitchell.
I'm sorry. Do you have any questions? Do you want to interview me? Do you want me to dialogue? What would you like?
Well, here's what I
want to do. I want to press the easy button. So tell me what we should do together.
So what we want to do is talk about you are an expert in leadership, correct?
Some people say that, yes.
Absolutely. And so we want to talk a little bit about leadership in building companies. I've focused a little bit on building leaders within the company, in-house. Is that something you can share with us?
Sure. What would you like to talk about?
So what as a virtual human resource management, engaging employees is something that we work very hard with. That's something that's a struggle with small businesses and mid-sized businesses as a virtual company as well as with brick-and-mortar organizations. And so can you, with employee engagement, we work very hard to make sure that employees with our clients are engaged, they are free to practice their skills and their strengths to further that organization. And so a lot of companies have, it's a bit of a difficult when, especially when you're working virtual and employees are on opposite ends of the spectrum, you know, on different countries and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, so here's what's interesting in the world and business today is we – in the industrial age, what we as society did is we moved from the farms and the rural locations into the cities. We created corporations, and we focused on solving a problem. And humans were really cogs in a wheel. Humans were just one way of getting things done. They weren't respected. They weren't treated properly. All we cared about was as getting more work done from people, and you had to physically be in the workplace to actually get work done. Well,
exactly.
You know, with the internet and the transformation of society, and we're still on a major transformation because most of what we do today is still industrial age based, but we're moving into a world where the companies that we execute on and that we run, I mean, there are some extremely fast, nimble, capable companies with five or less employees where there is no physical location they ever meet at. And so the question becomes, how do you make that a company, and how do you make it effective? And that's where good practices of human resource management come into play, and changing resources of human resource management come into play. You gotta make sure everyone feels like they're part of the team. You gotta make sure everyone understands what's going on. The practices, the things that need to get done that get done on a regular basis need to be documented and documented well and easily shared. There needs to be sort of an idea. If you're producing a widget, what does it look like? What are the raw parts? What comes into the system, and what are the output? What comes out of the system? The annual
exactly.
review process, that's silly. That goes away. It's almost
exactly.
a daily review process to some extent. It's how do you have fun, enjoy what you're doing, and make sure everyone's part of the team. The command and control structure goes away. It's more of a teamwork effort. So overall, what's happening and what people see in the world And those that are listening that are interested, the opportunity for you to create a business and be able to have it a virtual business so you don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar facility and solve a prospect's or a client's problem is high. It's extremely high. And what you have to do is just use techniques to try to make sure that those that are part of the team, whether they're employees or 1099s, those that are part of the team feel like they're actually part of a team.
Exactly. And that's again, that is it is a challenge for virtual teams, as you know, and brick and mortar. It's hard enough in brick and mortars. And so what we do here at Offer HR and Business Solutions is we work very hard to develop different I'm not going to say or practices that are normally done where we have team members that are team leads that, you know, manage or the our clients' companies, so that one of the things is we make sure one key member is adapted to one of our clients, and so when our clients call in, they get the same person, so that the same person is familiar with who they are, with what is going on, and things of that nature. We have platforms where the team, are, you know, that one person can actually talk to that whole team at least once a week. You know, so that clients don't, again, so that our teams don't, again, forget to or feel like we don't belong, or, you know, it's virtual, so we'll sit down at the computer at a certain time. And, you know, a lot of times you find yourself at the computer for several hours, and then, you know, individuals can feel isolated. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're not, because of that lack of human contact, you know, the water cooler kind of thing.
You could virtually set up the water cooler, right? That's kind of cool. But you can't. It's hard to set up the virtual hug. That doesn't work as well.
This is true.
So, but the water cooler stuff. I think one of the things that I noticed, and we've been running a virtual company for decades, and one of the things that I noticed is every now and then we fall into a rut of that company rah rah stuff, right? Not.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of, you forget to do it, or you don't do it as well, or people don't pay attention to it because it's just, oh yeah, one more thing, I'm better off doing something else. And what happens is for instance, if we're doing books, if our graphic artist doesn't understand our software platform, right, at least a little bit of what we do, how can they do a better job of graphics? If our writers don't understand the look and feel, the colors, and who our customers are, how can they do a good job of ghostwriting, right? And so it's important to try to make sure, once again, even though you're hiring a individual person for a specific purpose, it's worth taking the time for them to understand who you are and what you do.
Exactly. And so, and I like that when you say you have to get out of. I think more importantly is when the age of virtual started, as it's now very prevalent. But when it first, you want to get away from the commonalities of trying to make it be like a brick and mortar establishment. So you have to kind of think out of the box, if you will, and do things differently to keep your teams engaged. And
well,
so again,
as I'm saying this to you, I'm thinking to myself, God, there must be a better way I can do this with my team. And the thing that I just thought about, so as you're speaking, I know I shouldn't multitask, so you could slap me on the wrist later.
That's okay.
The thing that I thought about is I mailed my or actually in this case Skyped my project I Skyped my project manager and actually said, we need to have a half hour once a month for office hours. Just some mm-hmm. period of time where people could come on and randomly ask questions.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great idea. And that's because, again, just like, you know, with our with the clients, we make it a point of at least once a month, all of, you know, everyone being able to, you know, just, you know, come on. You may not be able to stay in for the whole hour and a half or, you know, but just to come in and ask questions. And I think it you know, we try to make it the same time every month so people can put it on their calendars, and then we put it in the, you know, in the company portal so you know, okay, this particular, I have these days, and this day is when is designated for us to, you know, for me to come in and pop a question, or, oh, it's this person's birthday. So we, you know, do the birthday key, a virtual birthday party.
Oh, nice.
You know,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, we
right.
do. See, yeah, we do a virtual birthday party. And so it's like once a month we have a birthday party, and, you know, the birthday person, or you know, puts on a hat, this, that, and the other, and they have the cake sent to them, this, that, and the other. And we all sing happy birthday to those that could attend. And so we found that to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure a Halloween party is going to work really well, but
that would be really interesting. So how do you actually do a virtual birthday party? What are some best practices for that? That sounds like a great idea.
Well, the most important thing for our clients is that although we're in a virtual world, we're one team. And so you never know exactly, you know, what different people are going through or this, that, and the other. And so we want to, you know, we want to be a family, if you will. And so that's very important. So what we do is we send, you know, the person who's have our birthday cake, we'll do the birthday cake to them. It is where they are on their birthday. And for an hour, everyone joins that person. We sing happy birthday to them. And we do this over Zoom. And so everyone logs in, and we sing happy birthday, and they blow out the candles. And, again, we do that for like an hour and a half. And everyone is able to, you know, again, you may not be there, have to be there at 12 o'clock, but you may be able to drop in at 12:45 or 12:30. So for an hour and a half, people can come in and just say happy birthday or, you know. So, you know, we want everyone to feel engaged. And we spend a lot of time in front of our computers. You know that. As company owners, we're not necessarily going 9 to 5 hours. So it's important that we, you know, let our employees and our clients know just how important they are and how we're thinking of them on their special days, and they're thinking of us on ours.
Nice. Well, I have how we do the happy birthday. So and by the way, thanks for my aha moment on my office hours. I appreciate that. So how we do happy birthday is we have a series of phrase books. So we have a platform called Aha That. And for those listening, mm-hmm. if you're looking for content to share on social media, it is free to use and free to share. And we have a little over 40 phrase books where we take mm-hmm. a particular phrase and we converted it to 100 plus languages. So how I always wish happy birthday, and apparently I have 15 friends on Facebook who have a birthday today. So how mm-hmm. I wish them happy birthday is I'll go into their wall and I'll type in aha.pub, aha.pub/happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And what pops birthday up is the cover for the happy birthday book. And when they click on it, they get to see happy birthday in, you know, 100 plus languages. And it's kind of cool. And so we've got a bunch of
wonderful.
Those. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Now, is that something new?
So, happy birthday is not new. What's our latest new? I think our latest new aha book. Although I don't think we didn't release this one yet. We're working on a book with a woman, and it's called Embracing Your Feminine Superpowers. And And so that will be probably our latest phrase book, although the one that we'll probably publish this week. Let me go to the platform and see. Now, one of the things that I love, have you ever seen, there's a skit by Bob Newhart called Stop It. Have you ever seen that on YouTube?
Yes.
So it's for the listeners who haven't seen this. This is so cool. It's a 6-minute skit. Bob's a psychiatrist. And the person walks into the office and says, Dr. Newhart, I think I heard that you're reasonably priced and you're quick. And he says, yep, you'll only be in the chair for 5 minutes and I charge $5. You got to pay up front. You know, uh-huh. She goes, really? That's it. No matter what the problem is, it's 5 minutes. He goes, yep, pay the money up front. So she sits down in the chair and he goes, of course, he takes the money first. And she sits down in the chair and he goes, what's the problem? And she starts explaining her problem. And as soon as she breaks, he says, stop it. And that's all he says. And so she keeps going on and he goes, stop it. You know, doc, I'm afraid of being in the room with other people. Well, stop it. And it's kind of, it's a funny way to think about it. And at first, you know, when my wife looked at it, at first she was really upset because she thought, man, how rude to do something like that. But what we did is I said, well, honey, imagine that he's an actor, Bob Newhart. So he's an actor. So imagine he's an actor and this is a skit. And imagine we use this as a catchphrase and we add this to the lexicon. And if somebody's doing something that you think is really silly, if you actually raise your voice slightly and say, stop it, will it cause the person to think? And so my wife and I now use this all the time. And so next book we're going to publish in the phrase series is we're going to publish a book that says, stop it. And we'll point to the Bob Newhart video. And so it'll be the word, just the two words, stop it, in 100 plus languages. And, you know, maybe it becomes a movement. It's a way in which we can catch ourselves or help catch other people from doing things that are silly.
Okay. So you said this is going to be one of the next aha book.
This is probably one of our. I think everything's done. We just need to publish it. So,
cool.
It's probably our next one.
So I'm gonna look forward to that.
Yeah. If you want to see our phrase books, because these are fun to look at, you can go to the URL. It's aha.pub/phrases, and the last one we published is good luck. So if you want to wish somebody good luck, you can type in aha.pub/good luck. And I encourage you to do that on next time somebody is doing something interesting on Facebook. Just respond. Just type in aha.pub/good luck. And what you'll see pop up is the cover of a 4-leaf clover with a ladybug sitting on top of it. We have to put in as many symbols of good luck as we can.
Oh my goodness! You know what? That is great. I'm looking at that right now. I've never heard of that, and I've got to look that over and see. You said that. So next time someone is wishing someone good luck, so this is ideas for someone to wish someone good luck.
Yeah. Oh no! In this particular case, it's really simple. It's the word good luck in 100 plus languages.
Oh my God! That's wonderful.
So it's one of those things, the idea behind the concept for me, it started really simply. And that is one of the things I say to somebody when they do something really cool is I'll say, you are awesome. And I wanted to do it in a way that was unique or better than others or different than others. And so that was the first aha book is you are awesome. So if somebody does something really cool for me, my response will be aha.pub/you are awesome. And it's 100 plus ways for me telling them that they're an awesome person.
Oh, wow. That is nice, Mitchell. That is very nice. Very nice. Okay. So I like that. I'm looking at that page. I like the good look. I'm gonna definitely try that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. Let me know how it goes, or if you get a response back from the other person, that'd be fun to.
Yes, it will. So now tell me, so now you said that your company, you've been virtual for several years, correct?
No, since 1997, yes. That would be several.
Okay, so then you, right, I think I've been doing it since 2009 is when I started working virtual. And so... So tell me, what is one of your funniest challenge that you've encountered working with virtual teams?
I'm not sure this is the funniest challenge. I could laugh at it afterwards, but I'll tell you a best practice that we now have. So a lot of the folks that I hire are not in the United States, only because the dollar amounts are so much different. In fact, I'll make the story a little bit longer. So I'll answer your question, but let me give you the part of the story first. So when I first started my book publishing company in 2005, I was paying a graphic artist $50 an hour to do graphics and covers for us. And then a couple years went by, and this was an American. Couple years went by, and I found a struggling actor in LA who was as good, and he was doing it at $25 an hour. And the rates for graphic artists were continually going down. So I went to my first artist, and I go, you know, I got this new guy. I love what you do. I want to keep you around for complicated stuff, but this other guy's doing $25 an hour. Would you be willing to go down? And she said no. And so I said, I can't, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just business. I have to move to the other guy. And by the way, she came back to me a couple years later and said, oh, I wish I said yes to the 25. now, what was really funny, now, maybe this is funny or not funny, but so a couple years after that, I found an Indian team and they were at like $12 or $13 an hour. So I had the same conversation with a guy in LA and he goes, okay, no problem. And then my Indian team started doing it. And then a couple years after that, now I'm saying years, but sometimes it could be months because, you know, when you work for yourself, time goes by so fast. I found a Filipino team who I now pay $4 an hour for graphics. And so the funniest part was outsourcing my Indian work to the Philippines. So that was, to me, because I had the same conversation. Sorry, guys, I'm doing the graphics here. They're only charging $4 an hour. I know you can't possibly do that. If you want to, great. Otherwise, I got to move it. So that's how I did. But what's interesting, when you work with people in different cultures, and this is true in the U.S. as well as overseas, but what would happen, the reason I love Filipinos is, generally speaking, their customer service attitude is just stellar. Their focus, 100% of their focus is to make you happy. So I'd get on the phone. I'd spend an hour. I'd talk about exactly what I want. I'd get confirmation in the entire way that they understood what I was talking about. I'm going to get exactly what I want. And then they'd deliver it to me, and it wasn't what I wanted. And and it was really simple. I mean, and this happened for, I'd say, about 8 months, because I knew I could make this. This is back in about 2005, 2006, 2007 timeframe. I knew I could make this work, but I couldn't quite figure out what to do. And so then I kind of went back to my education, and I kind of went back to how I was doing school. And in school, something very simple happened. And it's sort of how I process life. And that is, think about life or any project you want to do as a black box. Stuff goes into the black box and stuff comes out of the black box. So what I'd like to do, if you have a piece of paper and pencil, draw a box on a piece of paper, draw a line into the box and call it input, and draw a line out of the box and call it output. So what I was doing is my input into the black box, because I didn't see what the person was doing on the other end, my input into the black box was words.
Right.
And all I did is say, can you do, and then Charlie Brown's teacher, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah. So can you do that? And I'd like an outcome that I'll be happy with. So I did not provide the black box, and I did not provide the output. So go figure, I wouldn't get what I wanted. So how I learned to be effective is what we've done in the black box is we've we now are ISO 9003. We're not certified because we never went for certification, but we are, all of our processes are documented. So now what happens is when we say, can you please do so-and-so, we share with them the black box, basically the step-by-step instructions of what needs to happen, and an example of the output. And so we say, can you do this? And this is what it should look like. Then what happens is you're actually, the input is you hiring somebody, bringing them, onboarding them and saying, hey, have fun. Ask us questions if you need to. We've given them the process, the black box. We've shared with them an example of the output. And so now we just wait for them to replicate something that looks similar to the output, you know, and we just have to give time frame and make it fun. And that to me was a huge transformation in how I worked with my virtual employees.
Okay. That, you know what, that's an excellent idea, because you are right. We usually say this is what I want. And of course, sometimes the, like you said, the information they receive is it reflects differently than what you thought it, what you expected to look like. And so do you do a written document for them? Or do you draw drawing or something?
Well, sort of yes and yes, and everything, all of our processes are stored in Google Docs. So what happens is if there's a particular process, whether it's creating a front cover to a book or an entire jacket, which is front cover, back cover, and spine, or whether it's creating a PDF or a Kindle or a paperback or a hardcover, or even how do you do copy edit? And what's interesting is copy edit may differ. I've got four different publishing companies. Copy edit differs based on the publishing company, because sometimes we want to incorporate a content edit, right? A context. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the copy edit is different based on, you want to use Chicago style or something else. Based on who you're, where you're publishing. And so, I suppose at some point in time, I probably should do an audit, or somebody come in and do an audit and then update. Cause I'm sure some of our stuff needs to be updated.
Right. I certainly understand. I've made a started processes, or standards of procedure is what we call it, with, you know, when we are, where you step by step are instructing, you know, and the same thing goes when you're like, you're as an HR manager, you have to do step by step processes that you have to put in writing, say for onboarding or, progressive discipline and things of that nature. And so what you're speaking of is updating your updating the steps that you're providing to the people that are the company, your employees, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. When I was working for corporate, something you would do quarterly or annually. You just review what you've got going on. And given that I'm working for myself and we're so busy on day-to-day tactics that I haven't really thought about it. So that's the second aha you inspired for me was, man, we should go in and at least once a year set an anniversary date where we review the processes we have in place and update where appropriate and delete where appropriate.
And that's true. That's true. That's something that exactly something that I always express to clients with something so that could have a major impact on your organization is something as simple as job descriptions.
What can you expect from the person you're talking with right now?
Exactly. If you're not, you're updating them because, you know, processes changes and job tasks change. You may stop an individual from doing a certain process and move it to another person or this, that, and so it's important that you update those job descriptions so that when you bring someone else into that capacity, they know exactly what they're doing because that miscommunication right there can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, although I have to make something clear for those that are listening. There's a difference between the processes that we deployed in the industrial
mm-hmm.
age. Those processes were really down to how you think and what you do. And
right.
The processes we're setting up is we want to show you the input. We want to show you the output. We want to give you the steps so that you know what to do. We don't want to tell you exactly how to do it or what, you know, we want to make sure you're happy. And generally you're happy if we're happy because you're doing stuff that we like and we appreciate and we say thank you.
Right.
Right? And we show
mm-hmm,
our appreciation
exactly.
because you're delivering exactly what we want. But in some cases there's variability, like, when an author comes to me and or somebody on the team and they say, I have no idea what my cover wants. We want our designers to use their creativity. Their real
exactly.
passion is to do something uniquely different. We're not going to try to hamper that in any way by documenting how can you be creative or what things you can do to be creative. Right. So, and I think the important part is to try to make it easy for people to follow steps to get the job done. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when people know what the output should be, their life is a lot happier, but also give them the ability to use their brain, to be creative, to do the types
exactly.
of things that they can get excited about. So that
right.
I wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Right. And that's exactly right. That's one of the reasons why I think we do what we do as entrepreneurs is because we want to be able to be free to, although have a set of guidelines or directions or instructions, but you're still free to use your talents, your skills, your abilities to do what makes you happy. And so when I speak of job descriptions, I'm thinking of guidelines because I believe in the virtual world, there's a lot more freedom, a lot more, let's face it, you can't micromanage in the virtual world. There's no such thing. You know,
well,
you can't micromanage.
Technically, you could use a service like Upwork. And what Upwork does is takes a screenshot of your
mm-hmm.
virtual employee's screen 6 times an hour.
Exactly.
So you could actually
right.
see. So technically you could virtual manage, but, you know, it's still not going to work.
Right. Well, when I say virtual, I mean you. But my thing is micromanagement, and that's why I'm grabbing onto your coattail to say that when you're managing a virtual workforce, you are encouraging creativeness and their abilities and their skills. Most people that work as entrepreneurs, in the virtual world, you're essentially kind of working out of the box because this is something that 30 years ago, there were not companies that, you know, worked purely virtual. You understand what I'm saying?
No, it didn't exist. Right.
Right, it absolutely didn't exist. And so this was something that's, you know, totally new. And so what I'm saying is I think entrepreneurs and especially individuals in the virtual world, I think they have more freedom to use their creativeness and their ability and their skills and those things to create things and positions and products that are, you know, they have more freedom. And it's not in the concept of management per se. Because, again, we have people that are working, you know, different hours, this, that, and the other, and they're just basically doing what they love.
Which is perfect, right? How cool would it be?
Exactly.
And for those that haven't done this before, I have to tell you, if you haven't played with hiring somebody that is good at what they do, and certainly, I guess maybe let me step back. Here's what you think about. What's the value of your time, right? So come up with a dollar amount. It doesn't matter what it is, right? It's probably not minimum wage if you're listening to the show and you're running a company. So let's say you put a dollar amount of $50 or $100 or $500. It doesn't matter what the dollar amount is. So what is your time per hour worth? So now, any point in time that you could hire somebody who you pay less to, and the reason I like 1099 or the particular reason I love Upwork or services like that is they have the contracts in place. So you don't even have to worry about the contract. But let's say you're using your firm and you're hiring somebody who is less expensive than your hourly rate. Mm-hmm. It is so amazing to do that. Now, here's the next leap of faith. Anyone who works on my team has absolute authority to go to Upwork to hire somebody else to get a part of their job done. Right? Because what happens is when they start managing other people, they start becoming better producers at what they
do. Exactly.
So, absolutely. By the way, hard to do, but if you listen to the show, what I may want to consider you is have you and those that you consider part of your management team give them all an account on Upwork and say, listen, or maybe you just set up the corporate account and you say, listen, guys, feel free to hire anyone anytime. Let me know how it goes. Let's talk about it once a month.
That's an awesome idea right there. That is a great idea because I've used Upwork several and freelance.com is another one. And so, they're very, and it's they're very talented individuals on those sites that, I've enjoyed working with time and time again. So
what I will tell you is when you hire somebody, I would particularly, and one of the, my favorite places to hire somebody is Fiverr, Fiverr. Because Fiverr, basically, you get anything you want done for $5. Okay.
Yep.
So one of the things that the Fiverr people are generally good at is they'll actually tell you what the output is before you start. Right? And so if you think about that input-output diagram, you know what the output looks like. And then if you want the output upgraded, then you can pay more money. Right? So what's really interesting, it's a nice way to process. Think about putting your business in that type of model.
Right. I think I was telling my daughter who had never heard of Fiverr, you know, to go on there and you can get your logo for $5. She was like, "Mom." But yes, you are right. I think I worked on Fiverr years ago, creating HR policies.
Nice.
Yes, that was years ago. Yes, I did. That was years and years and years ago. Yes, I did. But it was always a joy. And you meet so many talented people on Fiverr. So shout out to Fiverr. So we have enjoyed you on the show, Mitch. You've been wonderful. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I've learned something new today. And I truly enjoyed Mitch Levy, the aha guy. He's shared some great dialogue, virtual the virtual world is just something that is ever changing. I enjoy it every day. It's never a dull moment.
Oh,
and I am so glad to have you on the show with us, and I certainly hope that we can have you back on again.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Yeah, and I'll just make one. I'll make one pitch and one offer, and that is, we allow individuals to write their books in 8 hours or less. Or our go-to-market strategy: you're a busy executive, and you just don't have the time, or a busy business owner. Let us interview you for 2 hours and ghostwrite your aha book. It's got social media enabled content that you could use to share stuff, as well as if you want to upgrade to the physical version, you have a physical book. It's a very cool way to create an employee manual. It's a great way to demonstrate that you have the expertise to solve your prospects' problems. So feel free to go to ahathat.com/author, and you'll see we have the process for authoring there, or you could click on the button and say, hey, why don't you do it for us? And we will then set up the interview, you set up the interview, and we'll interview you and write your book. And what I'll say to you is, if for those that want to write their books, if you're interested in writing your book, but you're not entirely sure, follow the steps that are at ahathat.com/author. And basically, if you partially done and then say, I want more, I need help, am I moving in the right direction? Do me a favor, at least fill out the answers to step one, which is a Word document, and fill out 10 or so aha messages, and then send an email to the email that's on the list and say, you've heard me on this show, and you'd like Mitchell Levy to give direct feedback. And then my team will make sure I get to see what's going on and give you direct feedback. And I'm always happy to do that, because my job, as well as yours, April, our job is to make the person on the other side of the phone or the other side of the internet wall, to make them successful. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
This is very true. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And so I definitely, again, I encourage you, if listeners, to visit the ahathat.com. Mitchell Levy's website is some great things on how to get find out about getting your book written and published. So definitely check out Mitchell Levy, the Aha Guy. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday at Offer HR and Business Solutions, and it is Onboarding October. So this month we are focusing on onboarding your onboarding programs. We got a great workshop, great worksheet coming up that'll be out on. We will be sending out. So all you have to do is drop us an email and get the checklist to find out how your onboarding program is in your company. And this month, we're focusing on onboarding, improving also, check out our blogs on all-4-HR at blogspot.com. And our blog is also on Tumblr. If you have not had a chance, don't forget to check out the job board. We have that great position, the work from home position, which is a customer service position. Check that out. Go on the offerhr.net/job board. You can apply right there. And we're also looking for that marketing intern, so you can also apply there. We have certainly enjoyed having Mitchell Levy on the line, on the show with us today. It has been great. He's shared some great information. And if you haven't had a chance to, I want you to go on over to Mitchell Levy, www.ahathat.com website and see what kind of great things Mr. Levy is doing. Mr. Levy, Mitchell, I hope we can have you back again on the show again, because I have certainly enjoyed you.
I'm happy to come back. April, thanks for having us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have yourself a fantastic day.
You as well. I'll see you soon. Thanks again.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye now. That was Mitchell Levy, who joined us on the show today. Today is Talk About It Thursday, an offer HR and business solutions. And it is onboarding October. So we want to know about your onboarding program. We want to know if you have one in place. We talk about how important it is to be consistent in your organization. And your onboarding program is an extension of your employee engagement program. We had a great time last month with our employee 5-day challenge. And can't wait to try to do another one. We have so much going on at Offer HR, and we want you to, if you are looking for, you need some questions answered about your HR management, you can visit us on the web. You can go right on our website, offerhr.net. Go right on the website, and you can chat online. We can get your questions answered. Or you can go to 844-425-5447. That's extension 4. And that is our hotline. If no one answers, you can leave a message and someone will return that call within 24 hours to answer your HR question. And be sure to join our Facebook group. Our group is Offer HR Business Solutions at Facebook.com. And what else do we have going on other than our onboarding October? Check out follow us on Twitter, offerhr.net. We'll be back next week at 12:30. And again, we want you to call in with your questions. And if you have a question that you want answered on the radio, if it's selected, you'll receive a gift card. So we want you to follow the show. We are at Blog Talk Radio it's hrw/all4hrbiz. We have enjoyed everyone. We're looking forward to moving through the onboarding October month. And we are also gearing up for 2018. So don't forget about that. We're going to have some great pointers coming. Some great pointers coming up throughout the rest of this year. I know everyone is winding down thinking, oh, the holidays are coming down. We're going to wind down this year. Nope, we're not winding down this year. We are revving up for 2018. So we're looking forward to getting your HR ready for 2018, making sure those benefit packages are in place. Your handbook has been upgraded, and your employee engagement program is in place. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Offer HR, and join our Facebook group. And we have our HR onboarding kit that will be out in a couple weeks. We're getting ready to launch that. And so I want to thank you all for being on the show with us today. We enjoyed having Mitchell Levy. Looking forward to having him on the show again. And we want you to have a great Talk About It Thursday. And we will see you again next Thursday, 12:30. Give you time to get your lunch at 12. And we will do it again next week. Have a great HR day. And don't forget, business can be a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Bye-bye, everyone.